We're having a special class on Megillat Antiochus. And this is a story that we have on tradition about what happened on Hanukkah. This was not written by prophets, but nonetheless, we do have this on tradition. And we'll read the text. You'll notice that the form of the text mimics Tanakh, Tanakh style. And we'll read and translate as we go along. It wasn't the days of Antiochus, the Greek king. He was a big and strong king, and he had a powerful rulership. And all kings listened to him. And he conquered many countries, and he conquered powerful kings. And when he conquered them, he destroyed their castles, and their churches he burnt down, and he took their men into bondage. He took their men into captivity. From the days of Alexander the Great, there wasn't a king who was as great and as strong as he on the other side of the Euphrates. And he built a great city by the sea that would be his capital. And he named it Antiochia, named after himself, right? His name was Antiochus. He named the city Antiochia, named after himself. The Gambagris Mishneu, and also his second in command, Bagris, Banam Dinachert and Egda, he built another city opposite it, Vaikala Bagris al Shmo, and he named it Bagris after himself, Vechen Shmotan ad Yom Hazeh, and that's what they're called till today. Bishnat 23 Shanim Lemolchot, was 23 years into his reign. Hishnat Matayim Ushlosh Shanim, Levinyan Beta Elohim Hazeh, it was 213 years to the building of this temple. Sampanav lalot liYerushalayim. He decided to go up and attack Jerusalem. Vayan vayomer lesarav. So he called out to his officers and said, "Halo idatem ki yesham hayudim sheBerushalayim betochenu. Don't you know there are the Jewish people in Jerusalem in our midst? Leloenu inam makrivim. They don't bring sacrifices to our God. Vedatenu inam osim. They don't practice our religion. Vedatem melech ozevim nasotatam. And they leave our religion to do their own religion. And they're always anticipating the day when the kings and the powers will be broken. And they say, when will we have our king? And we will rule the sea and the dry land, and the whole world will be given to us. It is not honorable for the kingdom to leave these on the face of the earth. So now let's go and arise upon them, and we will annul the covenant that has been made with them. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Umila. The Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh, and the circumcision, those are the mitzvahs that represent the covenant between God and His people. Let's break them from that covenant. And it sounded like a good idea to his officers and his soldiers. So Antiochus arose, he sent his second in command, Nicanor, with a great army, a mass of people. He came to the city of Judah, to Jerusalem. He murdered many. And he established an idol in the temple, in the place where God, the God of Israel, said to his servants, the prophets, over there I will make my resting place for the world. In that place in the temple, they slaughtered a pig, they brought its blood to the holy courtyard. And when this happened, when Yochanan, the son of Matityah, the high Kohen, the leader of the Kohanim, when he heard this happened, he filled with wrath and anger, his countenance changed, he thought to himself, what can I do over this? So then Yochanan, the son of Matityah, made himself a sword, 2 amos wide, a zeres two amos long or a zeres wide, he wore it under his garments. He came to Jerusalem, stood by the king's gates. He called the gatekeepers and the guards, and he said, "I, Yochanan ben Matitya, bati likanes lifnei Nikanor. I, Yochanan, the son of Matitya, came to enter before Nikanor." So the gatekeepers and the guards said to Nikanor, "Hakohen Gadol Ma'udim Omed Bapetach. The Kohen Gadol from the Jews is standing at the gates." Vayan Nikanor vayomaleim yavo v'ikanes. So Nikanor, the general, said, "Let him come in." Azuva Yochanan lifnei Nikanor. So Yochanan was brought before Nikanor. Vayan Nikanor vayomale Yochanan. So Nikanor called out to Yochanan, "Atau echad min ha'moredim asher mardu b'melech." You're one of the rebellious ones. You rebel against the kings and you do not seek the peace of the kingdom. And Yochanan called before Nikanor and said, "Adoni ani hu, it is I. Ata bati lefanecha la'asot kol asher tachpots. But I have come now to do whatever you want." So Nikanor said to Yochanan, "Im kirtzoni ata mevakesh la'asot. If you've succumbed, if you're willing to do what I say, kachazir ushchot oto latzelim, you take a pig, slaughter it before the idol, v'al bishcham yigdei malchut, and I will dress you in royal clothing, v'al kibchan sus ha-melech, I'll have you ride on the king's horse, u'chachad mo'avei ha-melech tiyeh, and you'll be like one of the king's friends." V'chashir shema Yochanan hoshivo davar. When Yochanan heard that, he replied and said, "Adoni, my master, ani arei mivnei Yisrael, I'm scared of the other Jews. Penishmu kasiti chen. If they hear that I've done that, uskaluni ba'avanim, they might stone me. Ata yetzecho lishmi lefanecha pen yodiu livnei Yisrael. I'm willing to do it, but I don't want everyone else here to see it. I don't want word to get out." As Nikanor rotzim lefanav kolish, so Nikanor asked everyone to leave the room. Ba'et ein asay Yochanan ben Matitya inav l'shamayim v'tiken tfilato lifnei Elohav v'yomar. At that time, everyone left the room. Yochanan raised his eyes to heaven, prepared his prayer before his God, and said, "Elohai v'Elohei Avotai, my God and the God of my fathers, Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov, the God of Avraham Yitzhak and Yaakov, al timsireni bidei ha'arel hazeh, don't give me over into the hands of this uncircumcised one. Ki im yargeni, for if he kills me, v'yelech v'yishtamach v'vet agon Elohav v'yomar Elohai netano v'yadi. He will go and praise his idols, and he will claim, 'It is my God that has given the Jew into my hands.'" Botasha pasaylav shalosh psiot, and so Yochanan, after giving that prayer off to heaven, he took three steps towards Nikanor. Vaitka cherev bilibo, he thrust the sword into Nikanor's heart. Vayishlech oto chalal ba'azarat hakodesh, and he threw his corpse down in the holy courtyard. Vayan Yochanan lifnei Elohei shamayim vayomar. And Yochanan called out before the God of heaven, saying, "Elohai, my God, lo tasim alai chet al ki haraktiv bevet mikdashcha. Don't consider it a sin that I killed him in your temple. Ata ken titen et kol ha'amim asher ba'u imo le'atzer liyudah v'lirushalayim. God, I turn to you, just as you've given him into my hands, so too you should give over the nations that have come with him to harm the Judah and Jerusalem." As yatsa Yochanan ben Matitya b'yom ahu ve'ilachem ba'amim ha'ele. And then Yochanan went out on that day, and he led a war against those nations. Vayarog be'em herig rav, and he killed masses of the nations that had attacked. Va'am asher nitzlu min acherev baruchu b'spina el ha'melech Antiochus. The nation that escaped fled by ship to the king Antiochus. U'mispar ha'arugim asher harag b'yom ahu, and the number of people that he killed on that day were 72,700. Because there was such confusion, such mayhem among the Greek soldiers that they fought one another. Remember, they brought different nationalities to the battlefront, and now when they had a war and they didn't have Nikanor, their leader, there was mayhem and they started killing one another. And when he returned, he built a pillar on his name, and he named the pillar Maccabi. And over here, the Megillat Antiochus says that Maccabi means he who kills those that are strong. When Antiochus the king heard that Nicanor, his second in command, was killed. Salomod, he was very upset. Vayishlach lavilot Bagris harasha, he sent word to bring Bagris the wicked before him. Hamatet amo, who caused the nation to err and follow idol worship. Vayan Antiochus leyoma lebagris. So Antiochus called out to Bagris and said, Halo yadata im lo shamata, haven't you heard, don't you know, et asher asu libnei Israel, that which the Jews did to me? Hargu chayalai, they killed my soldiers, uvazazud machnotai vesarai, they looted my camps and my officers. Ata haim al mamonchem atem botchim, o al batechem asher lachem. Do you have any confidence in your wealth or your homes if the Jews can do that to our soldiers? Let's go up upon them and annul their covenant that their God has made with them. Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Umila, the three mitzvos of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Mila. As Bagris HaRasha b'chol machnotav ba'u l'Yerushalayim, then Bagris the wicked came with all his camps to Jerusalem. Vayarog b'hem hereg rava, and he murdered masses. Vayigzog zera gmura al Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Umila. He made a decree that no one may keep the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Mila. Now we have to understand, Shabbos and Mila, we understand the ramifications. Rosh Chodesh means they wanted to annul the Jewish calendar, which would in effect annul all the holidays. So in those days when there was great fury in the king's decree, Matsui Shashal Malet Bno, they found the man who had circumcised his son. They hung the man and his wife in front of his child's eyes. And also a woman who was a widow. She had a child after her husband died. She circumcised him 8 days after he was born. She took her son after the circumcision to the top of the walls surrounding Jerusalem. Vatan vatomar, and she called out and said, Lecha omerim bagris harasha, to you we say bagris the wicked. Atem choshevim levatel meitanu haberit asher koret imanu. You think you will annul the covenant that God made with us. Brit avoteinu lo nevatel mimenu. We will not annul the covenant of our forefathers. Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Umila, Mibenei Vaneinu Lo Yusar. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Bris Mila from our grandchildren will not be removed. It's going to remain in this generation, the next one, and the following one. Vatapelet Mena La'aretz Vatipol Achara Vayimutu Shneim Ke'echad. She and her son both died falling off the wall. V'rabim Ibnei Yisrael Sh'ayu Sinken Bayimimeim. Masses of Jews did this in those days. Velo eferu et brit avotam, and they would not annul the covenant of their forefathers. Bazman ahu amru bnei Yisrael ish l'reyehu. At that time the Jews said one to another, Bo v'nelech nishbot b'me'ara pen nechalel et yom ha-shabbat. Let's go live in caves, lest we desecrate the day of Shabbat. Vayalshinu aleim lifnei bagris, and some people went, and they ratted, they told Bagris that there were Jews who went to live in caves so they could keep Shabbat. As Bagris HaRasha shalach anashim chamushim, so Bagris the wicked sent armed men, vayavo vayishvu al pi ha-ma'ara, they sat by the entrance of the cave, vayomru aleihem, and they said, Yehudim, Jews, tzu eleinu, come out to us, ichlu milachmeinu, eat our bread, ushtu miyeinenu, drink our wine, umaseinu tiyusim, live like us. Why don't you become Greeks like us? Leave your religion, have a good life. The Jews said one to another, Zocherim anachnu asher tzivanu Hashem al har Sinai. We remember what God commanded us on Mount Sinai. Sheshet yamin ta'avod v'asita kol melachtecha. 6 days you work. You do all your work in 6 days. Uvayom ha-shevi'i tishbot. And on the seventh day you rest. Ata tov lanu asher namut b'me'ara. Now it is better for us to die in this cave, ma'asher nechalel et yom ha-shabbat, rather than desecrate the day of Shabbos. Biyot ze. So when that happened, kasher lo yatzu aleihem hayehudim, when the Jews would not come out of the cave to the soldiers, heviu etzim lachim, they brought wet wood, and wet wood, when you burn it, makes a lot of smoke. Vayisrifu al pi ha-ma'ara, and they burnt it at the entrance to this big cave. Vayamutu chelef ish v'isha, and like 1,000 men and women died of suffocation. And afterwards, Bagris the Wicked commanded that a girl can't marry until she spends a night by the king. And the Chashmonai had a daughter. Some say it was the daughter of Matityahu. Vayu sovrim latet ota lebagris harasha, and they thought there's no way out. We'll give her over to Bagris before the wedding. She's the daughter of the Matityahu. They can't get away with marrying her off without giving him first. V'chasher ata nara sheyu sovrim nasot ken. And when the girl saw that's what they were thinking, tzaka tzaka gdola umara, v'tikra begadea. She called out. She yelled aloud, a great and bitter yelling, and tore her clothes. V'toma le'avia ve'achea. And she said to her father and brothers, "Hi, kachta asu, my brothers, you're going to do that? Limsoroti la'arel rasha, to give me into the hands of an uncircumcised wicked one? Ve'lama lo tasu kasher su avotechem? Why don't you do like your forefathers do? Tekanu atem kmo shekinu al dina achotam? Why aren't you zealous like they were zealous for Dina, their sister? Uvorei shamayim ve'aretz ya'azorchem al zot. And the one who created the heavens and earth will help you on this." So after that, the five sons of Matityahu, Yochanan and his four brothers, went out. They fought these nations. And they chased them out to the islands of the sea because they had faith in the God of the heavens. As Bagris HaRasha nichnas bisfina achat. Then Bagris the Wicked entered a ship. He had with him the people who managed to escape from the sword. Bagris said to Antiochus, "You, the king, gave a commandment to get the Jews to stop keeping Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and circumcisions. And there's a great rebellion among the Jews. Even if you gather all the nations, all the nationalities, all the different languages, they would not be able to overcome the five sons of Matityah. Marayotem chazakim, they're more powerful than lions. Umin sharim em kalim, and they're lighter, they're swifter than eagles. Vazim em edubim, and they're more brazen than bears. Ata melech, now the king, atzati titav alecha. I hope my advice finds favor in your eyes. Velo tilachem ba'anashim me'at, don't go to war with a small army. Kim tilachem be'em bimat anashim tevosh be'enei chol hamlachim. Because if you take a small army, you'll be embarrassed in front of all the kings. Lachem, therefore, the advice is, k'tov u'shlachi gerot lechol medinot malchutecha, send letters throughout the countries of your kingdom. V'yavo sarei ha'chaylot, all the generals will come. Velo yishar me'em echad, not one will be left behind. V'gam pilim melubashim shuryonim yiyu imahim. They'll bring along pilim. They'll also bring elephants dressed with armor. This all found favor in the eyes of Antiochus, the king. He sent letters throughout his kingdom. All the generals came, and they brought with them elephants dressed in armor. Shenit kam Bagris HaRasha vayevo l'Yerushalayim. And Bagris returned the second time to Jerusalem. Baka b'chomah v'yinatek ha'mavo v'ratz v'amidah 13 pratzot. He breached the fortification of Jerusalem. He severed the entrance place, the place where water would flow in, and he made 13 breaches in the walls entering Jerusalem. V'gam min ha'avanim shiber ad asher yu ka'afar. He destroyed the stones, turned them to dust. He thought to himself and said, "Apam azot lo yuchlu libnei Israel. This time the Jews won't be able to overcome me. Ki rav cheli ve'oz yadi. Because my army is so big. My strength is so powerful. Ve'lohei ha'shamayim lo chashavken. But the God of heavens didn't think like Bagris. V'chasher shamu chameshet pnei Matitya. And when the five sons of Matityah heard, they came to the outlook of Gilad. The place where the Jews had a great salvation in the days of the prophet Shmuel. Tzom Gazaru. They declared a day of fasting, of unification. They set themselves to the dust, asking for mercy before the God of the heavens. אז נפלה בליבם מצא טובה, and then they had a good plan how to overcome the Greeks. Vayushmotehem, and their names were Yehuda, Bechol, the eldest was Yehuda, Shimon Hasheni, the second was Shimon, Hashelishi Yochanan, the third was Yochanan, Halvi'i Yonatan, the fourth son was Yonasan, Hachamishi Elazar, the fifth son was Elazar. Vayvarchotam Aviyem Beterem Shelachotam Nakirab, their father blessed them before the war, V'chen Amar, and this is what he said, Yehuda V'ni Yodem Asecha Ki Yehuda Ben Yaakov, Yehuda my son, I will praise your actions like Yehuda the son of Yaakov. Asher yan nimshal ke'aryeh, he was compared to a lion. Ve'ata Shimon bni, and you my son Shimon. Odeh ma'asecha ki-Shimon ben Yaakov, I will still give thanks over your actions like Shimon the son of Yaakov. Asher harag yoshevei Shechem, that he killed out the dwellers of Shechem. Ve'ata Yochanan bni, and you my son Yochanan. Odeh ma'asecha ka'avner ben Ner sar tzva Yisrael. I will still give thanks over your actions like Avner ben Ner, chief general of Israel. Vata Yonatan beni, and you my son Yonatan, Odeh ma'asecha ki Yonatan ben Shaul, I will still give thanks over your actions, like Yonasan, the great general, the son of King Saul, asher harag am plishtim, that he single-handedly went to war against the Philistines and destroyed many. Vata Elazar beni, and you my son Elazar, Odeh ma'asecha, I will still give thanks over your actions, kefinchas ben Elazar, like the great Kohen Gadol, Pinchas, the son of Elazar, Asher kinel Eloheinu v'itzil epnei Yisrael min ha'chema, who was zealous in the name of our God, and he saved the Jews from wrath. Al zot yatzu shchamesh epnei Matityah b'yom hazeh, and over this, with this blessing, with this strength, the five sons of Matityah went out on that day, v'ilachmu v'amimahim, they fought those nations, v'yarku b'hem hereg rav meod, and they killed masses of the nations, v'yareg mehem Yehuda, and Yehuda, the eldest son, was killed. באותה שעה כאשר ראו בני מתתיה כי נהרג יהודה. At that hour, when the sons of Matityah saw that their eldest brother Yehuda was killed, שבו ויבואו אל אביהם, they returned, they came back before their father, ויאמר להם, למה שבתם? He said, why have you returned? וינו ויאמרו, they answered and said, אשר נהרג יהודה אחינו, our brother Yehuda was killed, אשר היה נחשב כמו כולנו. He, in his might, was equal to all of us. Vayan Matityah v'yem v'yomer alihem. So Matityah, their father, said to them, Ani etzei imachem v'elachem b'amim eile. Then I will go out with you. I will join you in the fight against these nations. Pen yovedu b'et Yisrael, lest the house of Israel be lost. V'atem titnachmu al achichem. And you guys, let go of the memory of your brother. V'yetzei Matityah v'yomuim banav v'elachmu b'amim. So Matityah went out that day with his children fighting the nations. Ve'elohe ha'shamayim natan kol giburei ha'amim eile bi'adam. And the God of the heavens gave all these great warriors of the nations in their hands. Ve'yarku v'hem hereg rav. And they killed many among them. Kol achuzei cherev v'chol moshechei keshet. Sarei ha'chayil v'haseganim. All those who were armed, those that had a sword and those that had their bows, the generals and their officers, lo notar b'hem sarid. There didn't remain a remnant. Vayanusu shar ha'amim limdinot hayam, and the other nations that had joined the war against Israel fled to the sea. Ve'elazar ya mitasek lamit et ha'pilim. Elazar was busy killing the elephants. Ve'itba v'feresh ha'pilim. And in the end, he drowned in their feces. V'chasher shavu bikashu ben ha'chaim u'ben ha'metim v'lo mtza'u. And then after the war, they were seeking him out. Where is he? Is he among the living or the dead? They couldn't find him. Then they found that he had drowned in the feces of the elephants. The Jews rejoiced. They were happy that their enemies were given in their hands. Some of their enemies were burned, some of them were stabbed, and some of them were hung. And the general Bagris, the wicked, who caused his nation to follow idol worship, the house of Israel burnt him by the stake. Ve'az Antiochus HaMelech, kasher shama shenehregu Bagris HaRasha v'chol sarei ha'chayil asher imo. When Antiochus the king heard that Bagris the wicked and all the generals with him were killed, nichnas b'sfina v'yanos lemdinat hayam. He entered a ship and fled out to sea. V'chol makom asher haya v'shama hayu moredim bo. Wherever he'd come, people would rebel against him. They no longer respected him. They called him, Habboreach, Habboreach. You're the guy who ran away from the war. You ran away. Ultimately, he committed suicide into the sea. Then the Jews came to the temple. They rebuilt the gates that had been destroyed. They rebuilt the breaches in the wall. They purified the courtyard from all those that were dead and the defilement that had been there. They were searching for some pure oil to light the menorah. They only found one flask that was sealed with the seal of the high priest from the days of Shmuel the prophet. And they knew it was pure. And that flask, there was enough for lighting one day. The God of heavens, whose name he gave rest in the temple, gave blessing in that flask, and they lit from it for 8 days. And that's why the sons of Chashmonai accepted this. They made this prohibition, and the Jews with them united to make these 8 days days of festivities, days of happiness, like the holidays written in the Torah, and to light candles on these days, to let their future generations, their children, their grandchildren, the future generations know that which the God of heaven gave them victories. And so on these days we do not eulogize, nor do we decree a fast, a day of unification and fast. Zulat kolisha sheyeh lav neder milifnei ze yishalmenu. Unless someone has a vow that preceded these days, then he'll have to pay up. Yitpalel lifnei Elohav and pray before his God. Ach chashmonai uvanav ve'echav lo gazu vehem levatel avoda umlacha. But they did not decree that people should stop working on the days of Chanukah. Umin ha'et ahu lo haya shem lemalchut Yavan. And from those days onward, the Greek Empire was no longer a famous empire. Vaykablu amalchut ne chashmonai, in the land of Israel, the kings were the sons of Chashmonai. Uvnei bnehem ma'et azot v'atchuban bet Elohim 206 shanim. Them, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, from that day onward till the destruction of the temple, 206 years. Al kem bnei Yisrael ma'yom ahu shomrim taimim ele b'chol kalutam. That's why the Jews from those days onward maintain these days throughout their exile. They call them days of rejoicing, v'simcha, and happiness. Starting the 25th of Kislev, we celebrate 8 days. And forever these days won't leave them. That the Kohanim, the Levim, their wise men within the temple, kimu alehem val bnei bneihem adolam, they accepted upon themselves and their grandchildren forever to maintain these days of rejoicing.